Well, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I'm privileged to have Glenn Lutyens in the studio with us. Glenn, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Lisa.
Great to have you here on the Boundless Show to answer a listener question. We've been getting a lot in lately, so we're having to bring you guys down here more often to fill the gap here and get some of these answered, which is great. It's very helpful. So, well, here we go. We've got a listener who has a question about his current job options based on a whole bunch of stuff, I guess, in his past and currently. So he says, I recently graduated from college and continued pursuing a master's just as a random shot in the dark at what God wanted me to do next in my life. Part of my decision to do that was the fact that I thought I saw God piecing together a relationship in my life that would lead to marriage. But when it turned long distance, I hated being in the town I was in because I always felt alone. As time passed, my parents and I agreed I should move back home. I've been working on the things God has shown me during this time, but I don't see how I'm going to get from this point to my final destination. I want to be a missionary, but it seems right now I'm just stuck at home doing the same thing every day. I'm able to help with the youth department here and would love to be the youth pastor because I really like these teens. Unfortunately, one of the credentials my pastor has is that the youth pastor has to be married. I've tried posting my resume and finding a youth pastor position, but the whole not being married thing is cause for concern. I don't want to just go to the mission field alone. So right now I'm working a dead-end job that barely pays for my vehicle and vitals. I'm wondering, should I just wait where I am to find a spouse and then pursue the mission field, or should I go out and try to find whatever job I can?
Well, it's exciting to hear that this individual really wants to follow the Lord and be used of the Lord. Just our openness to following God is really where it's at. And, you know, it is, there is a tendency to want to look at the destination. I think one of the things that's key for this individual is for all of us, is to not so much look at the destination, but to look at the journey. Because I think that's really where God uses us. I mean, maybe for right now, the position that he's in or this individual's in is really the best place for this individual, but to be open to what God wants to do in and through those situations. I think one thing that's important, an important caution I would say, is it's important for this gentleman not to look at missionary dating. You know, who do I find to go out on the mission field? If that becomes the focus, then it could be very easy to move into a relationship that's maybe practical and pragmatic, but not one that really is going to be a meaningful life partner, which God intends marriage to be. So I think a person has to be a little bit cautious of that. Certainly, it's reasonable to share his passion and desire for ministry and mission work. That'll have to be a significant element of whatever relationship that this individual gets in.
Hmm. Okay. So you're saying, you know, not to look looking for a missionary or someone who's missions minded hold him back in.
Well, if he's looking simply for a mission partner, then he may overlook some things that are going to be important in the marriage element. So I think it needs to be in one sense a wedding between someone that he could be content with and God brings him together with as far as a marriage partner, but also someone that can be involved in ministry. I think of Priscilla and Aquila as two that Scripture talks about as far as their mission involvement. But at the same time, it's important to realize that marriage is not the only element as far as being involved in ministry. In 1 Corinthians 7:32, Paul talks about the single individual as having the ability to really be focused on things of the Lord because they're not focusing on how to please their spouse. So I think there's balance. I'm not saying that you have to be single to please the Lord and serve the Lord. I'm not saying you have to be married to serve the Lord, but to be open for what God brings about.
So what should he do right now as far as feeling stuck? I mean, it's almost like he kind of backtracked. You know, now he's living back at home. He lost his relationship. He feels like he's in a dead-end job. Are there any practical steps he can take while he's waiting to see where the next big move would be?
I think he should still be open to finding and being around women who have a passion for the Lord. I mean, some of that is just going to develop as far as group interests or if there's a church singles group ministry of some sort, that can be helpful. But I think probably the biggest practical element is what he's thinking. If he's thinking that, you know, if I just find the right woman, then ministry will be a breeze, it's probably not going to work that way. If he's looking at it as, okay, in the midst of being single right now, how can God use me? When I'm, you know, standing at the bank and talking to the bank teller, how can God use me to be express his kindness and love to people, just in the job he's at. How can he do that? And to certainly be open for ministry, I think it's good that he's seeking some type of ministry outlet even right now, but to not let that become a barrier to continued growth.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn, for weighing in on that. As always, we want to hear from you. Make sure you write to us, editor@boundless.org, so we can address your question on a future show. And if you have any comments about this one, feel free to write us, editor@boundless.org. Or if you have any experiences or anything else that you think would be helpful to this listener or others who may be going through this. That is it for this week's show. Make sure you tune in next week when we'll have more questions and topics that we are dealing with here for you young adults. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.